get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WPGears.com. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 657, we're going to talk about continue our virtual studio series. If you've joined us over the last few weeks, you'll notice that we started the virtual studio series where Tim and I go over the equipment and the tools we use to do live streams, to record podcast episodes, and to pretty much work on a daily basis, because we get a ton of questions inquiring about this stuff. Today we're going to talk about the video and live streaming software that we actually use and what we've kind of settled on. Obviously, there are lots of choices out there. There's lots of people in the game, and there's probably going to be even more companies getting in the game as people are working more from home because of COVID-19 and the pandemic. Lots of things that we've talked about have been sold out. You can't even get them for an extended period of time because everybody and their grandma is doing live streams and video type kind of content. And so today we wanted to talk about the software that we use. And I'm going to let my good buddy and partner, Mr. Tim Streifler, get us kicked off.
Yeah, and before we do, I do want to mention, if you haven't listened to the other episodes in the Virtual Studio series, we definitely recommend it. So episodes 646, 649, 652, 655, we talk about cameras, lighting, microphones, desks, everything that we use. And it's all the stuff that we get, as David mentioned, we get a lot of questions for, so we thought it would be helpful. On today's episode, the video and live streaming software that we used, in terms of live streaming, we use Ecamm. Ecamm Live is live streaming software, and you can basically set up a virtual experience that will be pushed out to the interwebs. And so it's really, really powerful. You can turn on overlays. You can program scenes. So when you change scenes, it will change the overlay and the camera angle. You know, if you have multiple cameras, and you can do picture in picture, you can do screen sharing. It's very, very powerful, but it's also very intuitive software as well. I've used other products such as OBS, which stands for Open Broadcasting Software, as well as Wirecast, which is from ScreenFlow, I think, same company that does ScreenFlow. Both are very powerful software, but very, very hard to use, very overwhelming, huge, steep learning curves, where Ecamm is very intuitive. It's powerful, but it's probably not as powerful as the other ones, but you can do everything you'll need to do, and the learning curve is a lot simpler once you dig into it.
And their community is just awesome. Tim and I have joined the Ecamm Live community on Facebook, and they're constantly, all of the members in there are people just like Tim and I. And as they learn something new, they share it. So there's very much a open source feel to it, even though it's a SaaS product. Like Tim said, Ecamm is fantastic, so check it out. Wirecast used to cave my brain in when Tim and I used that once upon a time. As a matter of fact, I just let Tim handle it all and kind of gave up. Now, with Ecamm, even Dave can handle Ecamm, so if that helps you out at all. Next tool we're going to talk about is Zoom, and Tim and I are actually on a Zoom call right now as we're recording this episode. And occasionally we go live behind the scenes, WP the Podcast recording, and we'll go live to Facebook and YouTube and show you what it's like when we record these episodes behind the scenes. And we use Zoom for that as well. Zoom is really easy. Obviously, it's exploded because of COVID-19. All the teachers, students, schools, everybody around the world is using Zoom, it seems like. And we have noticed some loss in signal strength, but not a tremendous amount. I think it's mainly because of the fact that more and more people are on Zoom and their servers are just overloaded for whatever reason. But Zoom is a great product for virtual calls, for video conferencing with clients, for doing webinars, for doing live streams even. As we mentioned, we've transitioned over to Ecamm for our live streams and stuff. But Zoom, we used to do our live streams through Zoom as well. There's just no customization. We want our company's branding. We want our company's colors, all of the stuff that we want to do, we can do in Ecamm, we can't do in Zoom. So that's one of the reasons why we transitioned away from using Zoom. But Zoom is a fantastic platform. And guess what? There's a free version. A free version that allows you to do Zoom calls, live streams, anything. And, it caps you at 40 minutes. At 40 minutes, it's going to cut you off. So if you've got more than a 40-minute call, you can't use Zoom's free version. So check it out.
Yeah. Can you do live streams with the Zoom free version, like go on from a Zoom call to Facebook Live and stuff like that? Or is that only on the paid?
Well, Tim, I just said it. If they don't do it, they need to add it into the free version. What the hell? Honestly, I don't know. We've had the free paid version for so long. I honestly don't remember if the free version has live stream or not. So I could be wrong.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's in the paid version, but yeah, don't quote us on that. So the third piece of software that we use for video and live streaming is Restream. Now, Restream is a software that you don't really use on its own. You use it with a different other software. And so, for example, we actually use Restream with both Ecamm Live and Zoom. And so, for example, Restream is, let me tell you what it is before I give you the example. Restream basically is a tool that allows you to stream to a bunch of different live streaming platforms all at once. And so the way we use it is we connect it to Ecamm, and Ecamm basically broadcasts the live stream to Restream, and then Restream then takes it to YouTube, Facebook, Facebook groups, different Facebook channels. So we've done like 8 different channels at once, where it was like all of David's Facebook and YouTube channels, all of my Facebook and YouTube channels, and then our joint Facebook and YouTube channels. And so we do that through Restream. And so we can connect Restream to Ecamm Live. We can also connect Restream to Zoom. David and I are also part of a weekly podcast called Divi Chat, which is like a roundtable live discussion. And we do that through Zoom via Restream, because we're live on YouTube and Facebook. The addition to Facebook's newer, but it's powered by Restream as well as Zoom. So very, very powerful. And those are the three that we use: Ecamm Live, Zoom, and Restream.
Boom. Well, that concludes our virtual studio series on our video live streaming software that we use. I think it concludes our video studio series, our virtual studio series as well. Am I wrong, Tim?
That's it.
Does that kind of wrap up everything we wanted to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it ended up being, what, a 5-part series?
I think so, yeah.
Where we talked about the different tools, desks, lighting, cameras, gear. I want to say it's a 5-part series. And you know what? We're going to do a roundup post. If you're not on our email list, come on over and jump on our email list. We're going to do an email blast where we do a roundup of our virtual studio series, so you can have it all in one place and stuff. But yeah, come on over and join us. Hope this has been a great episode for you. Tomorrow we're going to discuss WordPress 5.5. It's coming. We want to talk about what's new, and we're going to focus on the key features that Tim and I think are important to look at. Tim? Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.